Hey, what's up, family? Thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of the Living Day by Day show. This is your girl, Minister Lakeba Wallace, and it is always a delight to be able to come into your homes, to speak to your families, come into your jobs. Some of y'all are on your job listening to the radio, I know. Wherever you might be listening to this broadcast, I just say tune in for an exciting and a hot show. This show is going to knock your socks off. If you really, really, really thought that the first show was hot, OMG, you are really, really, really in for a treat tonight. We are going to be continuing our dialogue about the purpose of sex. Yes, I said the S word, guys, the purpose of sex. And so I'm so, so excited to be able to bring this topic to you today. And before I really get into it and introduce the other host that is also in the studio today, I want y'all to know that I got some hater mail on Facebook today, or actually yesterday, and I responded to it, and some people felt like I shouldn't have responded to it. So I want you to hit me up on Facebook and let me know what your thoughts are. If you read the poll, hopefully you did, and let me know what you think, if you think that my response was, you know, appropriate. Of course it was. But sometimes in the eyes of other people, it may not be appropriate. So y'all know I got tough skin, so let it rip. Tell me what you think about the message, and I'm going to tap a little bit more into it after I introduce the baddest radio personality in the nation, my backup. That's none other than Preach Elder Brown. Preach, what's up?
Oh, my goodness. Who is the baddest? I didn't know you were talking about me. I thought you were talking about that other guy. What the what? What's going on, Radio Land, TV Land, or whatever, how you picking this feed up? This is Preach Elder Brown, and I'm telling you, if you guys did not join the Living Day by Day radio show last week, you miss more than a treat. You miss more than a snack. You miss a full course. What you say, yeah, it was big. I'm glad you guys are tuned in, Lakeba. I am excited about what God is doing, and I'm ready to dive on in because I know it's going to be phenomenal.
And, you know, I certainly concur with you. It has been, you know, today has been so busy. Everything that could possibly happen has happened. You know, had some problems here and some challenges there. But God is a good God. You know, he ain't going to leave you out there with no wrath. And so I had to press my way. When I say press, I had to press my way for this show tonight. I really did.
I believe you. And I tell you, like, God is good. God is good. I'm excited. That's all I can say. I don't even know how to talk other than saying I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. And I got to talk a little bit about, you know, for those of you who are listening, those of you who saw my Facebook post, you know, for those of you who may have an opinion about this topic today, before we even get into it, and we're also waiting for our other co-host to come, or the co-host to come on the Living Day by Day show. So he'll be in the studio. That's none other than comedian Eric E. Love is what I call him. So he will be joining us shortly. So, but I want to talk a little bit before we get into the title. I'm not sure if you saw the post someone put on under the show announcements that they felt like it was inappropriate to have a dialogue about the purpose of sex.
And I saw that. Yeah.
I responded to it, and, you know, she erased her post because, you know, and I wasn't negative at all, but people who know me, I am direct. I tell you what I mean, and I mean what I say, and it's not nasty for me to be direct, but I put my opinion out there, and I hope it falls in a way that is understood as opposed to a way of somebody, you know, feeling, you know, like they, you know, are being attacked. I mean, that's never my purpose, but the young lady felt like, you know, just talking about the purpose of sex was inappropriate. And so I inboxed her, And at first, I inboxed her and said, well, no, what's inappropriate is for you to be negative on my post. That's what's inappropriate. The second thing is the Living Day by Day radio show is for listeners and followers, and it's optional. If you choose not to listen and follow, it's optional. It's totally optional. You're not subscribing. I'm not asking you for your dollars because I don't need your dollars. So it's optional for you to follow, and it is optional for you to listen. And I appreciate if you keep your negative comments to yourself. Bam, left it at that. I wasn't rude or anything like that, direct. Yes, I was direct. But, you know, I think it's time out for us to be patty caking with the devil. No, because the devil ain't patty caking with you. Why are you patty caking with the devil? Now, I can appreciate you coming on and say, hey, I like to be on your show because I have a difference of opinion. Let's rock that out. I have a problem with that, but if you feel the purpose of sex is inappropriate, then you mean to tell me every time that you engaged in sex it was inappropriate?
My goodness.
Don't get me started.
Well, you know, I mean, in right due respect, I did see that. And, you know, for me to actually, you actually got it before I did. I was really actually in my little war zone trying to say, now, if I say something to this lady now, I was trying to see which voice I was going to use. I don't know if I was going to use the guy from The Butler, or if I was going to use, like, you know, like a T.D. Jakes voice, but I was going to use, like, a real convincing voice to say, well, we can't talk about it because everybody else is talking about everything else. I mean look at the, you turn on the television, they talk about stuff I don't really want to hear about. Like, you know, the Dow Jones, that's important. It's cute, but in the meantime, that Dow Jones ain't going to have nothing to do with my paycheck I'm getting tomorrow. But we talk about everything else that's going on. So I think that, you know, maybe inappropriate that it was, you know, what, on Facebook she was thinking, but there's never inappropriateness because we have kids that are doing it like it's hot soup. So it's never inappropriate. It's always appropriate to talk about it because people are doing it and they're mishandling it. So I didn't get a chance to see what you responded, but I'm sure you hit that, you know, you hit that ball out the park. And for that person, you know, we're not bashing, we're not beating anyone up. Just understand that when you come to our show, and you listen to our show, it was bun, you know, it was on the invite, you know, it was an invite. So can't get mad at us.
Absolutely. You know, and I concur with that. And everybody who knows me, I'm a very easygoing person to deal with, but I don't bite my tongue. You know, there's times when I think I need to be very quiet. And there's times when I feel like, you know, I need to attack this, but attack it from a professional standpoint. And I think having a topic about the purpose of sex is very needed. I mean, we have young kids out here who don't understand. They think touchy-feely, okay, we having sex. No, they don't really understand what sex is all about. And when you start engaging in sex with other people, they don't really understand that you might as well just sleep with everybody that he has slept with or everybody that she has slept with, because if they got some STDs and they ain't get checked, you might as well just, you know, y'all might just would have had a party, you know?
Wow.
So it's important, and I'm going to keep going. You know, the fact that I know the devil is fighting, we're going to continue this topic until God takes me off of it. But it's important to let not just young teens, young adults, you got some adults out there who don't really understand the purpose of sex, and I am working on inviting some people, some professionals, that is, to come on this show and really dive into it at a level that maybe I can't dive into, because their level of expertise, that's all they do is just really study relationships and the purpose of sex and why some couples are not having sex. They've been married 20 years, but now she don't like him and he don't like her, or it don't feel the way it used to feel. You know, those are things that we need to dive into for the purpose of making couples, married couples, that is, man and woman, you know, that's what we're talking about, to make them understand, you know, what is the purpose of sex to you? And I invite, you know, anybody to come on this show to talk about what is your opinion about the purpose of sex. We say keep it clean on this show. We say be respectful on this show. We value your opinion. There is a way to express your opinion, but expressing your opinion does not mean being negative or attacking the other person to express your opinion.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, it's I'm with you 100%. I'm with you. I'm laughing because I know that, I mean, no matter what we're doing for the kingdom of God, there's always going to be haters. There's always going to be backlash and talk. And, you know, just the fact that if I erase something after saying something, there's something you said that caused me to erase it, so I'm doing my right job. And I think that's where things kind of line up at. We have to seek what God gives us. We have to do what God tells us. And if people do not like it, I don't care what type of, where they come from, if they don't like what God has instructed for us to do, don't take it up with me, take it up with God. And I don't think that they have that much boldness to do that. So, on that note...
Absolutely, and I agree with that 100%. Again, for those of you who may be tuning in, this is the Living Day by Day Show, and yes, you are listening to the voice of Minister Lakeeva Wallace, radio TV personality here in Atlanta, Georgia, also magazine editor as well. I think we're going to back up a little bit because the other host that's on the line, he didn't really give you guys, you know, a piece, if you will, of who he is. And so I'm just going to, you know, so y'all know that y'all are dealing with, you know, two young people who are sold out for Christ, who, you know, is definitely connected to the Word of God. And so I just want you, Preach, Elder Brown, Preach, to tell them who you are. You are traveling the world, beating the devil up. So just take about, you know, 2, 3, 4 seconds or so to just tell the listening audience how bad you really are.
Oh, my goodness, you're going to get me in trouble. You know, yeah, I do travel a lot, declaring the word of the Lord, what God has given me. I travel and speak for, you know, what he has given me to speak on. I do have my two books that are out, and I'm working on my third, to God be the glory. And I'm just excited for what he's doing in this season right now. I'm excited for what he's doing in this season as far as ministry is concerned. Right now we're in revival. We have a revival that's coming up next month, the Unleashed Revival. It's phenomenal. We travel all out throughout different states, throughout the country, speaking and declaring the word of the Lord, and our grand finale is coming to South Bend, Indiana, and that's where everything is just going to be. It's the grand finale that's going to be in that city, and pastors and preachers are traveling from all over just to come in to be a part of the Unleashed Revival, September the 2nd, 3rd, and the 4th in South Bend, Indiana. It's going to be phenomenal, and you can see all that information on my page, Preach Yellow Brown Preach at Facebook. And then just so many different things that God has placed in my belly. And I'm just a willing vessel, just wanting to do what God has instructed for me to do. And I'm excited for what he's doing in this season. It's going to be big. It's going to be big. So stay tuned.
Awesome, awesome. And I know it's going to be big because God only do big things. You know, we've been declaring, I cannot help but say it, at New Faith Christian Church, where the pastor is Bishop Eusebio Phelps, we have been declaring for over a year now, since August of last year, we've been declaring that God is up to something big. And now we switched over because God is already doing something big. Now we're declaring that God has done something big. And so I want y'all to stay tuned for that because Bishop is definitely taking the world by storm. And so that's where I get, you know, my tenacity from. That's where I get my wisdom from. Of course, God speaks to him through me and God speaks to me as well. And so, you know, that's a double hitter right there. When you got, you know, God speaking to your leader who then speaks into you, and then you spending your quiet time, and then God is speaking to you. That's a double hitter. And so I'm glad and honored to be able to be chosen to bring such a heavy word to, you know, the listeners about the purpose of sex. And so let's dive into it. I want to talk about oral sex because I know it's the hot thing out there. You have a lot of teens doing that, you know, not married or whatever. You have a lot of, you know, young adults. You have some adults who, they feel like, Elder Brown, they feel like, you know, this is appropriate, married, not married. Some feel that it's not appropriate. You know, they don't feel that oral sex should be a part of the bedroom. We know what the Bible says, you know, when you're married, the bedroom You know, it can't, you know, there's nothing that you can do wrong in the bedroom when you're married. You should be enjoying your spouse, and your spouse should be enjoying you. So let's talk about oral sex. Do you think it's appropriate for a married, we're dealing with married couples right now, if it's appropriate for married couples to engage orally?
Well,
it's heavy. It's getting hot in here.
You know. Now, I'm gonna sing that song. Don't sing that song because it's gonna get hot, and then what's gonna happen? you got ice all over the place, and start bleeding the blood, and we gotta get deep. No, you know, to answer your question, many would probably say yes. Many would probably say no. There's really not a full, solid conclusion in the Bible as it relates to a married couple for, you know, those that are in ministry. But there are some scriptures that kind of allude to it to kind of make you feel that, you know, it's in the Bible type of thing or whatever. If you ask me, I'm basically going to say if I'm pillow fighting and throwing mayonnaise and ketchup in the bedroom and all that kind of stuff, and I'm married to my wife, I don't care what we do in the bedroom, you know, as long as we're married, we can do whatever. I mean, she take her shoe off, and I mean, that's just, you know, you want to do whatever you want to do to please your husband, to please your wife. But as it relates to that topic, I had to find something in the Bible that, because I'm going to go Bible first, then I'm going to go natural. Because, you know, first, you know, as a preacher, you got to do it that way. If I don't, they're going to throw stones at me. but the Bible has no really official biblical position as it relates to oral sex. However, the book of Psalms of Solomon, this book details a lot of things that you would, you know, that the man said to his woman, or said to the wife. The husband said, the book of Songs of Solomon is one of those make love type of chapters. I know preachers, they too deep. Y'all ain't with me on this. But if you turn to the book of Songs of Solomon, I don't care what part of the scripture or where you turn, there's some stuff in there that can tell you how a man really supposed to talk to his wife, really. There's some really deep stuff in there. I mean, you know, Songs of Solomon is talking about squeezing and touching, so y'all don't know that. Rubbing and biting and tasting, that's in there. It's in the Songs of Solomon, yeah. You just asked me where. Okay, I thought you never asked. In the book of Songs of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 3, the scripture starts off saying, like a apple tree among the trees of the forest, so is my beloved among the young men. In his shade I took great delight and sat down, and his fruit was sweet to my taste. Okay, and then Songs of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 16. Awake, O north wind, and come, wind of south. Make my garden breathe out fragrance. Let its spices be wrapped abroad. May my beloved come into his garden and eat its choice fruits. Now, I don't know how you want to look at that scripture, and I'm not sure exactly if you really want me to read that again, but Songs of Solomon chapter 2, verse 3, and Songs of Solomon chapter 4, verse 16. I'm well-educated. I graduated from high school, and I did a college and the whole nine yards. But in my real staring look, as I look at this scripture, Lakiba, that kind of sounds like oral sex. What you think?
Hey, I cannot agree with you more. You know, I think all the time And my pastor say it best. I mean, you sit around, you watch all these movies, you watch this and you watch that to really understand how to woo, if you will. And we got E-Love in the studio, you know, how to woo and wow your mate. When all you really got to do is just pick up the Bible. The Bible clearly illustrates in Songs of Solomon how to romance a brother or how to romance a sister. There's really nothing else you can say about that. And if you want to throw some ketchup off up in the bedroom, get the throwing. It's what you do in your bedroom. You marry. What you do in your bedroom is truly up to you and your wife or your husband, whatever the scenario might be. It's up to you to do that. If that's what she like, ketchup, then I'm going to need you to go get some ketchup, brother.
go get buckets. Get much buckets of it, because you don't want to run out. You don't want to run out too fast, you know. But, it's there. It's in the Word. And when it talks about taste, that's something going in your mouth. Now, I know there are a lot of pastors and a lot of preachers that may agree, and there may some that may disagree. But let me tell you, you know, what you do in your bedroom, that's for you. And what I do in my bedroom, you know, that's for me. And we're talking married couples now. We're not just talking just no indie random person now, because you can't just go walking in no food bar just chewing on apples and oranges. You know, can't do that unless you bought it. Now, I'm done with that one. I wanna please.
And you know what? I'm so glad, you know, that we're talking about this topic, because it's necessary and it's needed. And I can just see E-Love just steam. You just want to say something. What's your thought?
Man, oh man! What you do in your bedroom is up to you. It is up to you. You married. You can do what you want to do. Now, we talking about being married. Now, unmarried, that's a totally different story. But married, it ain't nothing under God when you marry. When you say I do, to it all.
But you know what? You might have some couples out there who disagree, even though the Bible clearly says, you know, you can pleasure, you have the right to pleasure your wife, pleasure your husband. But there are some women and men out there who don't, you know, it's like they don't feel like, you know, oral sex. Yeah, I said it. Oral sex is what they, you know, it's not something that they dream about, not something that they fantasize about. It's just not something that they can picture themselves doing. And so sometimes that can cause a problem in a relationship, because you might have the man who wants oral sex and you got the woman who's saying, I don't think so, you know, or vice versa. You might have the woman who say, I really want it, and the man who might be saying, I ain't the one, sister.
I think before you get married, all that stuff need to be discussed. So that could be a marriage breaker. You need to discuss all those things. You need to discuss finances. You need to discuss sex. Discuss, before you get married to someone, what you like and what you don't like. So you won't be all fooled up and tricked up when you get to that point, like, hey, it's right here. And the girl like, or you be like, you ain't going to do that. The girl and the guy's like, I don't do that. Yeah, all that stuff need to be discussed before you even say I do. So you'll know what you're getting into. Couples don't want to talk about those things. You need to, if you're something, you're going to be with this person for life. You say I do, it ain't, you don't go nowhere else to go get it. It's right there. So if that was something you like or something you want, you need to let your spouse, who you're about to get married to, know, say, hey, these are the things I like to be done to me. These are the things I like to do. And that spouse can be like, no, I don't like to do that. Or, yeah, hey, I'm down for that. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you're never not going to know everything about a person till you say I do to them, and you're still not going to know everything. But you at least need to know the fundamentals of what that person likes. If they don't like it and it ain't for you, then you might want to, you got to now say, okay, am I willing to not have that done to me because I want to be with this person? Because when you're with somebody, you're going to take the good and the bad with that person. They're not going to fit everything that you want. So when it comes to retaining to sex, what are you, if you're going to be married to this person, and we already said that everything that you do with your wife or your husband is not found under God, that's understandable, but you're going to have some things that that person just not going to want to do. Are you willing to deal with that?
My Lord.
And you know, that's the thing that, you know, while you were talking, I was thinking, why does that have to be a deal breaker, though, is, you know, I don't like oral sex, you know, and I like you, I love you, I want to spend the rest of my life with you, but I may not want to do it to you, but I may find pleasure in you having, you know, performing oral sex on me. So is that not being right? Is that okay, since this is not going to be equal, then I'm going to have to go somewhere else.
But that's individuals. That's individuals. You may not want to do it, but you like doing it to you. That other person you with might be like, okay, I can roll with it. Let's do it. Some other person might be like, nah, that's not for me. But that stuff needs to be discussed way before you say I do. That's why you can't just jump into marriage with somebody. Because you jump into marriage with somebody, that's for life. That ain't for like 6 months, 2 months down the road, 2 weeks. That's forever. That's until that person passed. And people are living longer now. So you won't be stuck with this person, with somebody who cannot please you or satisfy you, because simply you did not ask.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
It ain't no dumb question. It's all the why you proceed to answer. That's how I look at it. Me and my wife discussed all that before we got married. I said, hey, this is what I like. This is what I like being done. She said, this is what I like. This is what I like to be done. Now, for me, if that was something that she didn't like and didn't want to do, personally, me, that would have been a deal breaker, because that's not what I like. And I don't want to step out on you or get something else to take the place of you. So those things have to be discussed so you will know, so you can keep a happy marriage, keep a home. You know what I'm saying? If you guys, it's just, okay, let's take sex out of it. Let's talk about money. If you say, hey, baby, I like a guy who has goal-oriented, who's about something, and he say, nah, I want to sit on the sofa and play my Xbox, and you go get the money. Now you have a choice. Are you going to deal with that? Or is that a deal breaker? Are you going to let the man sit at the house and play Xbox while you go get the money, and he does everything else around the house, he clean? Okay, so that's a deal breaker to you. Another woman might be like, you know what, baby, I'm going to get that, and you clean up and make the house look good. He might want to be a safe about their own bed. So it's all individually about what you are willing to deal with and what you're not willing to deal with now.
My goodness.
He loves you, man. Hey, we got to keep this thing real. You got to keep this thing, because preacher, you already know there's a thing. What? Several things that break up marriages is money, sex, and communication. Those are the main reasons why people stop being married together. If the sex ain't what it's supposed to be, then you be like, oh, I got to find somebody else, because you're not doing what you said you were going to do when we were dating. You like to put your legs up here and all do this stuff. Now we're married, you got a couple kids, you don't want to put your leg up no more. What happened? So you go, and then what the enemy does, he'll find somebody. This is true enough that anyone will find somebody and say, hey, I like to put both legs up. And then now you're like, but she don't like to do this. And now you get caught because you're out here getting what you couldn't get from your wife. Because you did not sit down and discuss these things and talk about from the very beginning. And also, not only talking about it, but maintaining it. I know age as you get older, there's certain things you ain't going to do. You ain't going to be swinging from the chandeliers and you're 65. You ain't going to be doing all that. But there's certain things I think that you want to keep, you know, the loving there, where you figure out how it can be there. But some of those things got to be taught all the way through. And some of those things are deal breaker, and that what breaks up marriages, because those things have not been taught in the very beginning, or they're not being maintained.
Wow, I tell you, those are some very, very great points that you expounded so well on, E, and I know that the listeners are really relating to that, because I agree with you, although I would have added one thing, you know, the things that break up a marriage is definitely money and definitely sex, and I'm just going to stretch it out with this one, and some bad kids, boy, some bad kids. Especially if you marrying into a relationship and he got some babies or she got some babies, oh, Lord. You know, it's like, oh, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this, Lord. you know, or you got, you know, some kids who are some, you know, they're young adults now, and they just as mouthy as they could be, and every time you try to discipline, you know, her son, or you try to talk to his daughter, you know, it could be a problem, and you got all the in-laws, so I have to add that in there, too. That's one of the things that I know we're talking about the purpose of sex, but sex and children and, you know, money can be those things that will break up a marriage, and it's really sad, you know, that those things can have so much power, you know, can have so much power over, you know, a relationship that started out just as good. It was perfect. It was sweet. And, you know, she making money, he making money. They living good. They driving good. They banking good. You know, they're loving God good. They just got all the goods, if you will. And then it's those small things that I say that are important that can just tear a person apart instead of dealing with that problem, saying, hey, I know you may not want sex this way, but let me try it that way. Or, you know, I know your money might be not as good over here, but let me invest. You know, men have to learn how to invest in their women and say, baby, I know you only, you know, you're rocking with $85,000. Let me show you how to get maybe another $85,000 under your belt. You know, or you might have, you know, a child that's being rebellious, and instead of walking out saying, hey, you know, this is a problem, let's together think of a solution. I mean, it's really time out for couples just, you know, going, you know, away from each other and not really taking the time to really work on the problems that you may be having in your relationship, whatever that may be, whatever the problem may be. I mean, God would really call for you to, you know, stick it out and try to stay together. Now, I'm not saying, and I don't know why I'm going this way, because we're truly talking about the purpose of sex, but God knows if you're in a relationship and it's abusive physically or mentally, then that's not the relationship for you, because God will call you to be in a healthy relationship that includes sex, that includes love, but also include where you feel you are free to say what you want to say, you know, from a respectful standpoint, and not be physically abused, you know, or mentally abused. And I know sometimes, you know, men and women, when sex goes out, you get into that, you know, you start calling names and you start saying this and you start saying that. And those things are not right, and they're certainly not pleasing to God. And so the purpose, again, for us to be dialoguing tonight and last Thursday and also next week coming up is about the purpose of sex. And we want you to understand that sex is good. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Sex is good. It is what you make it. I promise you it is good. And I'm not ashamed to tell people. People say all the time, I'm not ashamed to say I have been celibate. I am waiting for God to bring who he is going to bring into my life. But I promise you this. I tell my sisters that all the time, enjoy me now. Because when I walk down the aisle, I ain't going to be calling y'all as much as I have been calling y'all. I am going to be spending time with my boo, okay? I am not going to have time to be sitting on the... I am going to truly appreciate and respect the king that God has placed over my house. So I ain't going to have a call. I ain't going to have nobody to pep talk me to tell me how to treat mine. I'm not going to have that at all. And
oh,
so,
my goodness. Leave that alone. Well, let me put my bid in too. Well, since we're talking about that,
hello. Somebody gonna have to tell me that there is an outside world. Oh, we supposed to come out of here? Oh, okay, I know we're supposed to leave it there.
Wow,
Lord,
wow. But it's interesting. You know. It's interesting. It's very interesting. I was just sitting here listening to. I was listening. Man, love, man. when you was talking about you hit a few things that just I just it blew me back. But I had to think about one thing, E-Love, what you were saying. What about the spirit? Because I know a lot of times, a lot of people, a lot of pastors, a lot of preachers have downplayed that type of activity in the bedroom because they're saying that it comes from a certain kind of spirit and it's not of God and all of that kind of stuff or whatever. You know, I've been hearing, you know, not me, I've heard other preachers, other prominent people have spoke on this. When I say prominent, I'm talking about big time. And they said that, you know, when you allow that kind of stuff to come into your bedroom as a man and a woman of God, that it's not right and it's of the enemy and all this, that, and the other. And, you know, what are your thoughts on that? What do you say for something like that?
I say for them to go get a light. I'm going to be real. Because I said I do to my wife. She said I do to everything. She looked at my body, she said, that is mine. I look now and say, that is mine. So what is mine is mine. I can do what I want to that. As long as I'm not abusive to it. You know what I'm saying? As long as I'm not doing anything that my wife, because it's not under the side of God. That's how I took the word. And anybody that said that what I'm doing to my wife is displeasing to God, then you ain't in the room with us. You know what I'm saying? If she happy, I'm happy, and we both are being true to one another and acceptable to one another and we're being faithful to one another, who are you to say what we can do to one another? She like it. I like it. Let roll. Now, if I'm doing something that she don't like, that's a difference. Now, if I'm cheating on her, that's a difference. If I'm bringing other people into the room, that's a difference. So, but then also again, is that something she likes? Is that defiling?
No,
I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Yeah, that's a good one. I ain't gonna shop in that one.
Now, let me just say that to the radio people. We don't do that. We don't bring people into the thing. She don't like sin, and I don't like sin. We like kids. When you get a new toy, you don't want to give it up. That's how we are. We don't like to share.
Hello.
So we don't do no sharing. I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah.
I know that's
right. I saw a scripture about spewing on the ground, and I don't know. I can't remember exactly where I saw that, but I should have did a little research on that part. But I'm with you. You know what I mean? If your wife loves it, your husband loves it, bake the pie, eat the pie. That's all I can say. You know what I mean? You have to do things that will be pleasing to your spouse. Now, I'm not saying, I'm going to jump out, Sears Tower window without a parachute or some crazy mess like that because I want to please my wife. She better find another thing for me to do because I ain't jumping out no windows like that, you know. She better find me something civilized to do in reason, of course. But as it relates to, our topic, dealing with oral sex in the bedroom for the husband and the wife, save folk, as we would call it, I'm just wondering, why is it such a problem for saved people as opposed to, because the problem, and I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it, everybody's doing it. It's like what we talked about last week, the purpose of sex. Everybody is doing it. The kids are doing it. The grown-ups are doing it. Married folk are doing it. Unmarried folk are doing it. Grandparents are doing it. Everybody's doing it, But because everybody is doing it does not make it right, does not make it ordained and covered by God because everybody is doing it. When you're married, you're supposed to do what married people do.
Right.
When you're not married and you're doing it, and I know you hear me, Radio Land, and I'm being nice about it, a little bit maybe. But when you're not married and you're doing it, you're just basically just doing extracurricular activities. That's, you know, that's I'm just saying. You're just doing it just for fun. There's no cover behind it. And then you wonder why she gets up and leaves and she goes to sleep with the next guy because you didn't do it well or whatever the case may be. But when you're married, Preacher Ella Brown, preach, whether you do it right or wrong, she's going to say, baby, you ain't doing it right. This is how you do it. And now you know you're going to keep her. You know, that song said it's cheaper to keep her. Let me tell you something. If you do everything that you're supposed to do, man, husband, and you do everything that you're supposed to do, wife, amen, then you don't have to worry about someone saying, well, you know what, I'm going to go down here to Sheila because Sheila does it better. When you're married, you work out those things, whether it's the finance, you work out those things, whether it's the kids acting up, you work out those things. But when you don't have a commitment and you just, you know, you just with John for the night because you're just trying to get, you know, relieve some stress, you got to take what's going to come along with John. And what's going to come along with John is that after it's done, he ain't going to call you, you ain't going to call him, y'all done messed up. Now you got to start all over again. But when you're married, you know, it's a different thing. Look, you know, it's a different thing, you know. Woo!
Ice water. You know, I think what you was one of the things you think when you while I was listening to you preach. The great thing what you say, I think why it's so why people think it's so wrong, is that if you've been sinning the whole time, let's look at this. If you've been sinning the whole time, sleeping with people all left and right, you get saved. Now, what a lot of people do, they go way on the other side of the spectrum. They become a holy roller, or that you can't do nothing. You know, and I think what they do, you get saved, but you get married. Like, oh well, we just need to do it like this because I was doing all this other stuff before I got saved, and now that I'm married. We need to do it like this because this is the right thing because what I did on the outside before that, you know, I did some freaky crazy stuff. Now, I don't want to bring that into my marriage. So they limit themselves because of what they previously did before.
Wow.
Now, you can be freaky as you want with your wife because what? That's your wife. It's not undefiled. You can be freaky. She can role play. You can role play. You can do all these things with your wife. Now, you got to get out your mind that, oh, okay, I sinned and I did all these things. Now, I got to be rigid and I can't do nothing. It's just like when you get saved. When you give your life to God, it means that it's certain things you cannot do, but it doesn't mean you cannot live. You got to live. You can be happy. You can have fun. You can do it and have great time. You know what I'm saying? You just remove what the simple things that you were doing. Doesn't mean that you can't go out and sit down and go to the movies, chill with your homeboys. You can even go to the club now. Well, the thing about it is that looking at what did you do previous before you got saved. Now, if you were out there wilding and crazy, it's probably not good to go to the club because it will take you back to what you were sitting before. So I think that's where, you know, when people may say, oh, I don't want to do these things, I can't do that. That is wrong because, A, maybe it's that when they was out there in the world, that's what they were really doing.
Yeah, that's conviction.
I'm enjoying y'all.
That's conviction. That's conviction. That's what keeps a person from not pleasing their husband, not pleasing their wife because they did it with 5, 6 other people. And now that they got the right person, they want to refrain from that. And I don't know who you just hit with that down their alley, down their street, but somebody in Radio Land felt that because that's one of the reasons why the marriage is not working. That's one of the reasons why he's probably not talking to you. And one of the reasons why she's not talking with you or she's not doing this and she's not doing that and he's not performing because of that guilt. And you said something about your marriage and you said you guys talk. And if they can understand it, they can talk about it. Like, honey, I did that with 5 other people prior to getting married to you. And, you know, I've held myself for 5 years now. I'm glad you're in my life. I want to do that, but this is what my issue is. And he'd say the same thing to her. And I think, oh, God, I feel your anointing on that one. And I think once they have that conversation, then I think that ice is broken. But I got to be honest, that is a very, very powerful thing that you said, because it needs to, it's a shackle that needs to be broken. It's bondage that needs to be broken. And a lot of married couples do not want to do things sexually that they've done to other people because they weren't married to them, and now they feel that that same spirit is there. And one last thing, Juanita Bynum, she had a sermon that came out that was called No More Sheets. And she talked about, shout out to you, Juanita Bynum, if this ever, you know, get out to you, talked about how God had delivered her, that she had slept with different individuals. She said it. And the spirit of that person was on her. So when she would go to someone else, that same spirit of that individual was on her. And she said she had to get free, because when one person would buy something, she expected that the next person that she got with would do the purses and the shoes and the belt. And so, again, it's that spirit that we just have to break. Let me back up off the mic. I'm going to call for ice water one more time.
Oh, my God. I am so, listen, I'm kicked back, legs crossed. I am just enjoying the dialogue among two godly men. I promise you, God is good. It feels good to have some strong backup in the studio. And so for those of you who might be diving in right now, you're wondering, what are they talking about? This is your girl, Minister Lakeeva Wallace, along with Elder Brown, Preach Elder Brown, and none other than comedian E-Love. And we are dialoguing, guys, about the purpose of sex. If you just tuned in, you missed it. We had a whole long dialogue about oral sex. So I encourage you to make sure that you stay tuned for our next show that's going to come out. And we're going to stay on this topic entitled The Purpose of Sex for a while. We're going to stay on it until y'all really get a full understanding about the true meaning of sex. And ladies, if you're out there, I'm going to speak to the ladies because I'm 100% lady. I don't know who say that, but it felt good to say that. I am 100% lady. And so if you out there and you hold yourself for that right person, for Mr. Right, for who, the person who God has already, you know, orchestrated for you, I want you to make sure that you fully understand the importance of just keeping yourself tight, if you will. Keep the legs crossed, let me just say it like that, and wait for God to send that person that he already has for you. Do not be, you know, don't be confused. Don't let a, you know, a tall, dark, and handsome man, or tall, light, and handsome, whatever it might be, don't allow him to trick you and make you feel like you have to do this or you have to do that in order for him to be able to like you. If he ain't liking you, then he ain't the one for you. You know, if you got to sleep with him for him to like you, then I'm going to tell you, you tell him Minister Lakeeva said to step, because you don't have to pull your panties down. Yeah, I said it. You do not have to sleep with him for him to like you. If he can't stand from afar and see that nice booty, then that is his problem. I'm going to need you to go ahead and tell him it's time for him to bounce, because you ain't got to test it before you drive it. That ain't how we do things. And for the men out there, too, you make sure that you get you a young lady who is virtuous, who is well-rounded, and not somebody who, and I'm not trying to offend nobody, who is sitting home waiting for you to bring all the bacon. Now, if that's what you like, that's what you like. But I think also good to have a virtuous woman. She may not work, but I promise you she understands the marketplace. She may not be out at a 9-to-5, but she at the crib working some things out for real. She is definitely at the crib working some things out. And so get you a virtuous woman. However, you know, she feels that it's important for her to tap into the marketplace, dive into that. Because I promise you, I say it all the time, I preach it a long time ago. I don't know, for you ladies who are out there, you waiting for an NBA player or NFL player to pick you up, I tell you this, if he breaks his legs or something happens and he is not able to play ball anymore, then the project that he got you out of will be the project that you will be going back to if your paper ain't right. So I encourage you to make sure that you understand in the Bible what it says about being a virtuous woman, because if something happens, you need to be able to hold things down until he can get back up on his feet. Can somebody please say amen?
Oh, amen, amen, amen. Now, you said Holla. That. You said that. Oh, my goodness. You said that. And
my mama ain't raised no cold baby.
I told him it was going to be hot. Look, Eva, I told him it was going to be hot. I tell you, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah, God is good. My mom always say, don't be no liability to nobody. Whatever you do, make sure that you are enhancing that man and make sure he is enhancing you. Because when God called you a helpmeet, and whoo, Lord, why are we talking about this? Because the topic is the purpose of sex. You better make sure you understand what part you need to be helping with. Because if you ain't helping, then you ain't, that's not Bible. You ain't no helpmeet when you just sitting at the crib. You ain't doing nothing. That's not what a helpmeet is. You ain't a helpmeet if you just at the mall shopping, charging the credit card. That ain't no helpmeet. I don't need you to help spend bills.
No, that's called a baby mama.
Yeah, let me stop. Well, before we
talk about baby mama. Now you just wait 1 minute. Now you just want, let me get my credit card out.
That is called, you described a baby mama.
Listen, oh my God. I am not gonna be at work all day, and I said day, and come home, and well, I know we're diving a little bit here. I don't have a problem cooking. I am a beast in cooking. I said it. Yeah, who gonna say something about it? Yeah, I can throw down in the kitchen for real. I can really cook. But if you didn't been at home all day, so I ain't married yet, and the Bible says that he didn't find of a wife, find of a good thing, in the favor of God. So I'm still looking for my favor of God in that order. But I ain't gonna go to work and come home, and you didn't been at home all day. Now I ain't saying it's all day. I ain't say all day. I say you've been home all day, meaning long. Okay? And I come walk through the door, and I ain't talking about no Bonnie Simpson Jeffersons. Like, I didn't come in there with a briefcase because I left all that at work because I ain't trying to bring my work home. Hello, somebody. And I'm coming there, and ain't nothing cooked. I don't smell no bacon. Well, see, I like bacon. I eat bacon either time. But I don't smell nothing. That's a problem. So for you men, I'm talking to you. You hear me right now. You got a problem? Inbox me. Send it straight to Lakeba Wallace, okay? And so come home and there's nothing cooked. Shame on the woman. Shame on the wife. Now, if she's okay, she ain't hurt herself, there's food there, she's able to cook, there's a problem. Now, I got something to say to the men. Shame on you, husband. If you'd have been at home all day, you ain't got no job, you ain't doing nothing, you're playing Xbox 360, 380, or whatever they call them, and she didn't came in and ain't got nothing cooked on the burner. Shame on you, husband. I'm talking to you because I feel like what we've done, we've gotten so complacent, oh, it's there in the kitchen. No. Treat your husband as a king. Treat your wife as a queen. They shouldn't have to come home and have to locate and find it's under the shelf. It's in there in the fridge. It's wrapped up under the stove. You ain't doing nothing but talking to Sheila on the phone. Did Sheila on the phone? Because Sheila ain't married. Okay, I'm going to leave that alone. No, I'm gonna say that. Sheila ain't married. So you talking to her, and she know that your husband came home. Sheila need to be smart and say, you know what? Oh, that's your husband? Oh, okay, I'm going to let you go so you can handle him. But, you know, it's 2015. Nobody talks about that. Nobody preaches about that. But you done heard it now. I'm about to preach. Other Brown preach. Listen, now time for us to start treating our husbands like husbands and start treating our wives like wives, because God destined for us to treat each other with respect, honor, and love. And guess what? It ain't even just in that order. It could be love, honor, respect, love, whatever how you want to do it. And this is going to save somebody's marriage on today. You heard it from me. I'm done. I'm passing the mic over to somebody else because I need cold water because it's hot up in there.
Well, I tell you, I am so elated about how this dialogue is going, and I'm really pleased. I know we only have a couple minutes before this show comes to a close, but I just got a message that we have another dynamic, powerful, who know the word upside and down. man of God that is in the studio right now. He's online right now, and he is going to give his a quick opinion about the purpose of sex. I know he's been hearing some of the dialogue, and that's none other than Minister Otis Hart. Welcome to the Living Day by Day show.
Otis?
Praise God.
Hey, how you doing, sir?
How you doing? I'm blessed. Yeah, I'm sorry I caught the tail end. I've been a little busy. But, yeah, y'all pretty much covered most of it because, you know, the bottom line is this. Sex, God created sex. So nothing wrong with sex. And I teach men's ministry, and I tell them all the time, you can do whatever you want with your body. The only problem is the body you walk around is not yours. So if you're not married, you have no body. See, when the only time you have a body is when you're married, because that woman's body is your body, and your body is her body. See, but the main problem today is a lot of women are marrying males, and they call them men. See, God said, "Let us create man in our image," and then He said, "We created male and female." See, the word man comes from Hebrew word ish, which means a fire controlled by God. See, so I say that to say this. It's impossible for a man to be a dog because a man is a fire controlled by God. A male can be a dog, but a man can't. Woo. So we need to, you know how I do, Minister LaKeeper. So,
yes, Lord.
So, you know, and just to piggyback on what my brother said a minute ago, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. And that is so true. You know, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. And God is actually saying, see, the word good comes from the Hebrew word. I'm sorry, something on my phone. See, the word good comes from the Hebrew word tov, which means best. And the word thing comes from the Hebrew word bispo, which means reward. So what God is actually saying is, he who finds a wife finds God's best reward.
Thank you.
So all the women should be saying amen right now. But let's back up a little bit. You who finds a wife, stop. There's too many women around here. They can't fix food or cook food.
See, you said, why you got to come on the radio and say like, now you done made somebody mad.
You cook collard greens, you fix a sandwich. If you give me a peanut butter sandwich, you got too much peanut butter on there. My tongue is stuck to the roof of my mouth. You can't make a sandwich or cook. There's something wrong. That's a problem.
So, making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, folks, ain't no man just gonna eat no peanut butter and jelly sandwich. At least as long as I don't know. <laughs> You got to learn how to cook or fix food. You got to do one or two before you be a wife. But the word good finds a wife finds a good thing. Mom, we got to keep that in mind. And real quick, I know we got not too long, but you know, I was just teaching this Tuesday actually. I was teaching the men that. When you have a situation where you have a wife at home and, you know, you're the man, I personally don't have a problem with the woman not working. Okay, I don't have a problem with that. But if she chooses to work, now watch this. A good woman, if she see her husband, houseband, if she see him struggling, she's going to want to help him. I'm talking about a good woman, you know. And real quick, I'm going to touch on this. I know you got to go. We always focus on how the man need to keep himself. This is true. A woman should be looking for a Boaz because the name Boaz means in him is strength. So you ain't got to worry about no other booty walking around, no other fine girl. He understands he belongs to one woman, his wife.
Say booty.
My booty.
But hold on now. Let's not stop there. We always focus on Boaz. The name Ruth, okay? The Ruth means something, too. You know, there ain't no last names in the Bible. Every name means something. The word Ruth means good friend. And again, the word good comes from a Hebrew word tov, which means best, okay? So God actually wants the Boaz. God wants the woman to look for the Boaz, but he wants the Boaz to marry his best friend. This is important. That a man marry his Ruth. God wants a man to marry his Ruth, a best friend. Don't get married
Listen, this show has got to continue another time. We have just about a minute before this show comes to close. Real quickly, Minister Otis, Preach Elder Brown Preach, E-Love, I thank y'all so much. All the listeners out there for being a part of the Living Day by Day show, y'all. We have been chatting it up, guys, about the purpose of sex. I encourage you to make sure you stay tuned for our next show, which is going to be next Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here, guys, the Living Day by Day radio show. Hit up the website, livingdaybyday.net. We got to go, guys. Our time is up. Y'all know I love you real good, and guess what? You can't do anything about it. I love all of y'all. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another broadcast of the Living Day by Day show. Be blessed.
All right.